Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have, here I'm going to say it, you know what's coming, a special guest. A special guest, her name is Dr. Barnsley Brown. She goes by Dr. Barnsley, and she's an author. The name of the book is Get Out of Debt and Get On With Your Life, Every Woman's Guide to Create Prosperity with What You Have Right Now. Did I get that right, Dr. Barnsley?
With what you have
right
now.
Okay, with. All right. Well, welcome to the program. I'm excited to have you. The website is spirited-solutions.com, and Dr. Barnsley agreed to come on the program and fit us in her schedule because she heard that I do a lot of working with women and their finances and encouraging women to be involved with their money. And, you know, you and I were talking before we started the program, Dr. Barnsley, about the role that women have with finances. There's kind of two roles here. There's the day-to-day management, and then there's the big decisions on what you do with these monies.
Exactly. And, you know, what I find is that a lot of women are the financial managers of their households. But there's this southern thing we have, David, which is that oftentimes we don't want to talk about money.
Yeah.
So we've got to talk about money and learn about money and learn about investing our resources, which includes money, time, energy, all of that, investing it in the wisest forms that we can so that we can have the best return in the long run.
Amen. That says it all right there. And is that what inspired you to write the book? Was, you know, this need for women to look at their money the right way and the role and the relationship they're going to have with money?
Yes, and the fact that I didn't marry until I was almost 40 years old. And I started my business 12 years ago, David, and I really started, people laugh, but, you know, I started with $1,000 and I started really with $1,000 and a dream. So I very quickly had to learn these skills of money management because you've either, you know, you've got several ways you can approach it. You can make more money, you can save more money. Either way, you're going to come out ahead, or you can do a combination of both. But I had to learn as much as I could quickly because we didn't talk about it in my family growing up. And so really, I was forced just by my own personal circumstances to have to get out of denial, where many people reside. They reside on that island called denial, and it's not located in Egypt, and get off the denial and get educated about what I'm doing, and is it in alignment with my highest values? That's what moved me to do the book.
And you know what? You make a good point there, and I want to ask you, because it sounds like I think you know the answer here, is what causes people, especially you're referring to women, to want to deny or to push us away and not deal with it. Why is that? Is it just because it's unpleasant? They're uncomfortable? They're insecure? They're unsure? What is it? Or is it all of those things?
I think it's all of those things because if you don't know about an area, you're going to steer away from it. So the first thing is knowledge is power. Nietzsche was right. Knowledge is power, and we need to learn as much as we can so we can make educated decisions. But I think there's also a paradigm that unfortunately has been propagated throughout culture, and that's the knight in white shining armor, you know, the knight who's going to come along and rescue the damsel in distress. And sorry, but it doesn't happen. It doesn't. Even in the best marriages, it doesn't happen. So women really have to adopt a modern mindset and stop thinking that somebody else is going to do it for us. You know, I think there's still a number of people who just will leave things in the hands of anybody but themselves.
Well, even when I do work for a single woman and, you know, widow or whatever her situation, however she got to that point, or maybe she's never married. And when I do that work, you know, I'm very careful. And, you know, obviously I'd like to be able to give them a little bit of armor and a little bit of that solution and comfort of knowing that they have somebody they can rely on. But I won't do it unless I really feel comfortable that they get what I'm trying to do. In other words, I don't let them be an absentee participant.
Okay? Right.
They need to participate and know. In fact, I just literally yesterday met with a person, and she is in a position where she is doing it on her own now, and she has been to two advisors and had money with one and then ended up just not being satisfied and just not getting any real planning advice, just kind of here, buy this, buy that, and, you know, real
right.
Fast, real superficial, and then went to another one and kind of went from the frying pan into the fire and just never explaining what she needs, just kind of just It's one thing to provide guidance, but it's a whole nother to take over. And women can't let people do that. They need to participate.
Exactly. They need to participate, and we need to ask questions. And I know you're a certified financial planner. You know, it's important to always get at least a second opinion and a third opinion. And you've got to look at whether somebody is charging you a commission or not, because you've got to know if there's some
other
motivations, right?
There's nothing wrong with people getting paid, but you need to understand who, what, where, when, why, and how.
Exactly, and you need to understand comparatively, you know, because certain funds have a lot lower fees than others, for example, with investing. So, you know, it's about not expecting someone else to do it for you, but being engaged. And, you know, David, in business, what I see is the people who've gotten into trouble financially did not know what was going on with their books. Now, I don't care how big your enterprise is, you still need to have your hands in those books. You need to be looking. You need to be watching. You need to be managing.
You got it.
You are that. You are the CFO of your company, whether it's a small business or a medium business or a corporation. You've got to, and you've got to be the CFO of your finances. That's the other thing. So I just, I mentor a lot of young women, David. I work with women of all ages, and I do work with men too. It's not that I don't like working with men.
Same with me. Same is true for me.
You know, I love my husband, and I love men. I have a brother and a lot of family members who are male. You know, I enjoy that, but what I've found is that women have this something of this desire to be taken care of, and it just, you've got to do it for yourself. I don't care if you're married, widowed, single, if you have three legs, you know, you've got to do it for yourself. And it is, of course, important to get professional advice. That's the other thing. I always recommend to people that you have an excellent tax preparer. They don't necessarily have to be a CPA, but they need to really know what they're doing, especially if you're in small business. You've got to have somebody who knows the ins and outs of small business tax law. So you've just got to be educated, because we're leaving so much money on the table, and that money is the key to your freedom. It's the key to, as I see it, creating your own divine mission and taking and doing it on the planet.
Amen.
Doing what you're put here for, you know?
Exactly. Well, that's the good point to break on there, Dr. Barnsley. Dr. Barnsley Brown, spirited-solutions.com, and the book is Get Out of Debt and Get On with Your Life, Every Woman's Guide to Create Prosperity with What You Have Right Now. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. I'm having a spirited conversation with Dr. Barnsley Brown, and her website is spirited-solutions.com. The book is Get Out of Debt and Get On with Your Life, Every Woman's Guide to Create Prosperity with What You Have Right Now. And I got to tell you, Dr. Barnsley, you mentioned fees. I want to give this to you so you can use it as an example with the women you're working with. I once had a woman come in and say, you know, I'm just not sure I really understand what I'm paying in fees on this investment. Can you take a look? And when I did the analysis, she was paying, I remember it like it was yesterday, she was paying a little over $6,000 on $150,000. It was like 4%
Whoa.
A year.
Whoa.
And she had no, maybe it was good enough to warrant that kind of fee. I doubt it. But the fact that she didn't know, and the financial services industry, I'll say it because I'm in it, has done a poor job of explaining in plain English what the fees are. And I just had another woman that I was meeting with, the one I just described that had been to a couple advisors, and the fee was 1.6% a year on the fund. Now, that's not as bad as what I just described, but she, again, nobody told her.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know if I sent you a copy of my book. Did that get to you yet?
You know, I actually did not receive it, and I would love to read it.
Well, I'll make sure. How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is The Secrets to Secure Retirement. It's right up the alley of everything we're talking about, and I was inspired to write mine because of this. Just seeing this, I'm going, what in the world? It's not that complicated, but it seems like people just, I don't know if they're lazy or what it is, but they just don't want to take the time to explain how things work. And I, in fact, I had a woman the other day. She says, you know, maybe I'm just a small fish. and she's got $700,000. I said, I got news for you.
No.
You've got enough money that you deserve attention. Do not be dismissed.
Yeah, it's 750,000, you know. That's
so,
okay.
I mean, but that's that's enough to get attention. Don't be dismissed. If somebody treats you that way,
well,
get up and walk out.
A lot of people don't want to make waves. And, and in the South, you know, I think there's a bit of that inculcated into people. And you know what? It's okay to pull out the word, the part of yourself that rhymes with the word witch, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's all right to pull it out. And we should be asking for disclosure from the people who are
in writing. In writing.
Full disclosure in writing. Yes, I like that.
All right, you're going to love the book. You read that book, and you're going to be armed with all kinds of things. In fact, it goes through and it lists every question that somebody should ask. Ask an advisor, man or woman, and read that and let's talk again about it. Because, you know, people just, it's not only that they don't want to make waves, but they're very insecure because they don't even know what questions to ask.
Right. And that's really great that you've hammered the questions out for them. Well, I'll tell you, in my book, I really get into a lot of nitty gritty ways that people can save and create more money.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I think people need, you know, there's this idea of, okay, it'd be good to get rid of debt. And how do I prevent debt from occurring in the first place?
Well, see, here, first of all, we've got to ditch the consumerism that is rampant in this country. That's the first thing.
Wait a minute. You saying we shouldn't have a brand new 60-inch flat screen every year? Come on.
How many TVs can you watch at once? Seriously. And I have to tell you that we have about four in our house right now, and I am trying all I can to get some of those sold.
Yeah, but you still can't watch all four at once, can you?
Exactly. That's the point. But my husband likes to go to different rooms and watch. So, you know, if that makes him happy, that's okay. It's not the worst thing he could be doing, right?
True.
But I think it's so important. The first question is this, and most people never ask themselves this question, David, and that is, what are your highest values? You know, what do you value most in life? And to really hammer out those 3 to 5 top values that you've got. And I can tell you mine, for example, are spirituality, fun, family, and helping others, service. Those are my four. So once you know what your highest values are, then you can begin to align all of your resources, your time, your energy, your intellectual capital, your life experience, all of these things, your money, you can align with your highest values. But most people have no clue what their highest values are. And so when the most recent BMW or the most recent flat screen or the whatever, the, you know, new space travel trip you can take, whatever comes along, then they'll just jump on it because they haven't filled that hole within themselves.
And they fill it with a short dose of endorphins that they get from that reward mechanism. Is a chemical reaction that releases the endorphins in their brain. And it makes them feel temporarily good because they don't know, they don't have that direction you're talking about.
It's an addiction. It's an addiction.
How about
that?
It's an
addictive pattern. And yes, it does release, you know, that it makes a biochemical change in the body. And then what happens after that when the credit cards bills start rolling
crash
in?
Crash time.
It's crash time.
Yep.
It's you know, they're out on the street, so to speak. So
well, let's do this, Dr. Barnsley. Let's take another short break. The book is Get Out of Debt and Get On With Your Life, Every Woman's Guide to Create Prosperity with What You Have Right Now, spirited-solutions.com. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Dr. Barnsley is joining us. The book is Get Out of Debt and Get On With Your Life, Every Woman's Guide to Create Prosperity with What You Have Right Now. And the website is spirited-solutions.com. Now, here's a great question, because you talked about consumerism and spending, and we talked about how that affects us. Talk to my listeners about, for the folks out there that are in the saving mode, or they'd like to be saving, or they need to be saving, they're not on the back end where they're enjoying and is spending the money, they need to be saving. What are some things they can do to really get on a path of doing that consistently?
Okay, so let's use an example, and I'm going to ask you a question, David. What's one of your highest values in life? Just one of them.
Well, that's a softball question, so I'm going to hit it. One of the biggest things I do is I know why I'm on this planet is to help people with their money. But aside from that, it's family, it's my spirituality, it's my, my Christian life. Mm-hmm. It is being with my family, being involved with my kids, and then of course also staying healthy because I enjoy that.
I see you cycling on your website.
Okay. You saw that.
So let's just take one of these. Let's take the healthy one.
Right.
How can people immediately save money? So probably a lot of people, if they've thought about this at all, will say, wow, if I don't have health, I don't have anything. And that's true. If we don't have good health, mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially, we don't have anything. So if health is one of your most important questions or most important issues, the question is to ask yourself, or one your most important values, the question is to ask yourself, well, how am I not being healthy? What am I doing that is not supporting my healthy value, my value of health? For example, maybe you are drinking three of those frappuccinis at Starbucks every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's about $15
there.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You find the habits, you find the patterns that are unhealthy. Maybe I'm running outside with only a little t-shirt on and, you know, you're in Florida, so I guess that doesn't matter. But
it matters some mornings.
Yeah, so maybe I'm running outside and I'm not taking care of my body and it's causing a lot of medical bills.
Or maybe
bills.
I'm hitting the McDonald's and getting the, you know, two double fish sandwiches.
There you go. After I do my cycling.
I've never done that. I'm just saying that's a hypothetical, okay?
Maybe I'm cycling and then I'm going and buying the four sausage biscuit special at McDonald's or whatever it is. You know, those things, that's where you first trim. When you realize that something is out of alignment with your highest value, that's where you can trim. Maybe you're drinking a lot of alcohol on the weekends. Stop the alcohol. How much are you spending there? You'll usually find, for example, with smoking, I just had someone who said, can't afford individual sessions with you, Dr. Barnsley. And I said, well, I can smell smoke on your breath. Are you a smoker? And they said, yes. And I said, well, how much would you estimate that you spend on smoking every month? And they said, about probably $200 to $300.
Wow.
And I said, wow, how many sessions would that get for you of individual of coaching? That would be two sessions of coaching just for what you're spending to keep that habit, which is not in accordance with your value of health going anyway. So that's the first place that I would say to people to look, is you ask yourself, what am I doing that's not in alignment with my highest values?
So you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. You're you're looking at savings, and to generate that free cash flow to save, you're going after something that's not good for us anyway or not aligned with what our values are.
But we're already spending our money on it.
How about that?
And why are we doing that? Because it's out of alignment with us. Why are we doing that? When we realize, oh my gosh, yeah, that's right, that smoking habit is out of alignment with my value of health. Plus, it's costing me $300 a month. My goodness, I could just save that up and I could go on a cruise every quarter.
I love it. Dr. Barnsley is our guest. The book is Get Out of Debt and Get On With Your Life, Every Woman's Guide to Create Prosperity with What You Have Right Now, spirited-solutions.com. One last break, Dr. Barnsley. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
Welcome back. Dr. Barnsley Brown is on the line with us, spirited-solutions.com. And you know the book by now, Get Out of Debt and Get On With Your Life, Every Woman's Guide to Create Prosperity with What You Have Right Now. Now, I have to tell you a funny story, and I'll let you wrap us up here, Dr. Barnsley. I have to confess, this is a funny thing. On the bike one morning, I did stop and get the kids donuts. And I didn't eat any of them because I don't eat donuts. But all these people were blowing their horn at me because here I am on this, you know, real serious looking road bike and all these lights on it. And obviously I've been out doing this for a couple of hours and I've got the bag of donuts hanging from the handlebars.
and they're cracking up.
Oh, it's just killing people. So
At least you didn't have about 12 of them stuffed in your mouth.
I promise not. I promise I didn't. So I guess, you know, the key thing is we talked about is people getting in alignment. Tell us, we've got a couple minutes. Tell us some of the outcomes you've seen with people, you know, they've read your book or they've attended one of your sessions. What are some of the outcomes you've seen people achieve? Let's give people some inspiration.
Oh, I love that. I've seen people with happier marriages. I've seen people whose husbands bought them kayaks and other fabulous things because they started using their money so much better and stopped their compulsive spending. I have folks who say that they now pay their bills, which I don't call bills anyway. I call them contributions because they contribute to the welfare of many people who are taking care of their families through what we are paying. I call them contributions. I have people who tell me, I pay my contributions now with a smile on my face. I'm excited to pay them. I'm excited to send them out. I see people who are able, and this is the big one for me, this is why I really was motivated to do the book, who are able to leave the quote-unquote secure job with benefits and start their own mission-oriented business because they have gotten themselves in a place of financial stability so that they can do it. So they can do it whether or not they have kids, whether or not they have lots of mouths to feed. They're still able to do it because they have gotten themselves in a place of financial help. So I get to see people just excited and impassioned doing what they love instead of numbed out in a job they hate with quote-unquote benefits, because they've taken charge, because they're off of fantasy island, they're off of denial island, and they're actually taking charge of their resources and allocating them in alignment with what they value most. So
I think
it's
that's
thrilling
perfect.
To me.
That's fantastic. And I can tell you that, you know, having my own business, that's what I look at, and it gets me up excited to come to work to be able to help people with their money. And I'm sure people can benefit from taking a look at the book. The book is Get Out of Debt and Get On With Your Life, Every Woman's Guide to Create Prosperity with What You Have Right Now, spirited-solutions.com. Dr. Barnsley, we are out of time. We will definitely have to have you back on the program another day.
Hey, David, tell them to go get a free report at my website, too. There's a fabulous free report right there, so y'all grab it. It's
all right, spirited-solutions.com. Thank you, Dr. Barnsley.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.